Ah, Sergeant Gray, you've arrived in the nick of time. I was just finishing up a solo endeavor.
I can see that. If you don't mind, Colonel, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, I'd expect nothing less. There's been a murder on the night, and I intend to do all I can to aid in your investigation.
Unless, of course, you killed him. I'm sure you do all you can to fuck things up, right?
That would be par for the course. For a killer, that is. But as you'll soon discover, I'm innocent of any and all wrongdoing. 8 ball, corner pocket. And that's match. Can I offer you a drink, Sergeant?
Sure, I guess. Vodka, if you have it.
Very well, I myself am a whiskey man, but I hope you don't mind if I abstain.
Well, that's a shame. People are more likely to confess if they're inebriated.
Oh, Sergeant, you're building yourself up for crushing disappointment. I have nothing to confess, and even if I were to drink, I'll have you know I hold my liquor quite well.
Whatever. And thanks.
Now, ask away, Sergeant.
Okie dokie, then. Why'd you kill Mr. Black?
Ugh. I did not kill James.
You don't seem very shook up about it.
I'm not a very emotional man. Consequences of being in the military for so long, I'm afraid.
Not emotional? Fine. But you were in the room when it happened, right?
That would be correct, yes.
So, what were you two doing in there? Everyone heard the shouting. Pretty hard not to, from what we've gathered from the others. It was a pretty big fight.
I would phrase it as a row, not a fight.
Oh, whatever. So, what were you rowing about?
Oh, what two friends normally spar over. A woman.
I see. That wouldn't happen to be Miss Peacock, would it?
Elizabeth, yes.
Go on.
James was terribly spiteful of her. He'd always been that way, since the divorce, that is. He disparaged her in my presence, and I defended her honor.
And that's why you killed him.
You think me the type to kill over a verbal dispute?
Sure, why not?
Let me rephrase the question. Are juries normally swayed by such a preposterous motive, not to mention lack of evidence?
Aren't you defensive? Already focused on charming the jury. And you were in the room, I'll remind you.
Opportunity, Sergeant, is not evidence. You have opportunity, to be sure, but you have no evidence, and your motive is more in line with a schoolyard brawl, not grounds for murder.
A jealous, quick-tempered military man enraged over a woman. Seen it before. It's not so unbelievable.
Oh, Sergeant, listen to yourself. It's true I was jealous of James. The whole time I knew him, come to think of it. Which spanned decades, mind you. Jealous that he had Liz, who I loved. But if you don't mind my asking, wouldn't it have been more pertinent to kill him when they were still together? You think me the type of scrappy fool who would bide his time, wait for them to split, and then draw blood in a spat? Oh, Elizabeth is mine now, Sergeant. She has been for 2 years. Killing James now doesn't speak to jealousy. It speaks to stupidity.
Maybe you're just an idiot.
Not to bring up the jury again, but I'm a decorated colonel with 2 degrees and wealthy beyond compare. Best of luck convincing them of my intellectual shortcomings.
Or maybe you just have a hot temper, and maybe it wasn't just jealousy. Maybe you were enraged about Mr. Black's infidelities toward Miss Peacock. Did that make you mad, Colonel, knowing how he hurt her?
I assume you're talking about the housekeeper, are you not?
Oh, yeah. We know all about her.
You know what caused the divorce, but I know plenty more than that. James was always besmirching Liz's honor. He'd been unfaithful for years, furlough after furlough. He's always had some wanton whore in the wings.
Why didn't you tell Miss Peacock? Why didn't you blow up their marriage earlier?
Because Sergeant James was my friend. As impossible as it is to imagine, I couldn't betray his trust, not even for Liz. He kept secrets for me, so I kept a few for him in return.
That's very touching. What secrets did he keep for you, exactly?
Back in the war, when I was but a humble infantryman, I was on furlough. I had a tendency to overindulge in those days.
You mean you had a drinking problem?
Oh, so that's one way to say it. Anyway, I wasn't the wealthy man I am today. I hit the bottle and did something terribly foolish. I would have been discharged, but James used his wealth to make the situation conveniently disappear.
So, he saved your career?
I wouldn't be the man I am today, and moreover, I wouldn't be a man worthy of Liz's affections if not for James.
Go on.
After the war and my lengthy military career, I enjoyed sobriety, which I maintain to this day. In exchange for my newfound happiness, I kept the knowledge of James's mistresses to myself. Until, of course, he overstepped his bounds and Liz discovered the housekeeper.
I see. And what about Mr. Black's sister, the Madame?
What about her?
Don't play coy. If you know Mr. Black's secrets, you know about Madame Rose. Spill it.
Understand, Sergeant. James was not a well man after his parents died. He made a terrible mistake, and he bedded Olivia, but only briefly. But then I suspect you already knew.
And you kept that secret, too?
Of course I did. As I said, he made a mistake, and he never crossed that forbidden threshold again. He deserved a second chance.
Listen, Colonel. I don't buy it. Any of it. You hated James. You were in the room when he died. And most of all, you had the finances to afford the cyanide that killed him.
Cyanide? The poison in his drink, I assume.
No shit, Sherlock. And I think you put it there, knowing full well that he'd drink and not offer you any.
Oh, tell me something, Sergeant. If I were to poison James's whiskey, why on earth would I place myself at the scene of his demise? Would it not be wiser to allow him to expire by himself?
Maybe you just wanted to watch him die.
I have had enough of these unfounded, cruel accusations. How dare you? How dare you suggest I did something so vile? I think I've had quite enough of this. If you mean to arrest me, by all means, don't waste my time any further.
Oh, no you don't. We're not done here.
Oh? And what do you intend? To threaten me?
No. You may be sober, but there's other ways to get a man in a mood to confess. Come here.
This is preposterous. What are you doing? I'll report this to your superior and have you...
Shut up, Colonel. I'm getting a confession out of you, one way or another.
My God! This is indecent! You can't be...
You were saying? Funny how they always tense up when I take them in my hand. Yours isn't anything special, but at least you're getting nice and hard for me.
No, stop it! You can't do this to me! You're a policewoman, for God's sake!
This is police work, Colonel. I'm gonna work you up and get you in the right mood to confess. I'll make you beg for prison just to feel some release. So, strap in, because you're in for a ride. Now, confess.
I already told you, harlot. I have nothing to confess. You're wasting your time and making a fool of yourself, not to mention assaulting me at a crime scene.
The study's the crime scene. Don't be a bitch. And besides, you could stop me at any time. You're letting me jerk you off, because You like it.
Oh, I'll have your badge for this, you craven slut.
Oh. If you're so outraged, then what's with all this pre-cum?
I don't...
come on, Colonel. Just admit it. You killed him. Say it.
No! I did not do it. I swear! Oh.
You know, I won't let you come if you don't say it.
No, damn you whore! I'm telling you, it wasn't me!
Okay, then.
No! No, please, please let me finish.
How do you like my breasts, Colonel? I'm sure you'd love to spurt that hot cum all over my perky breasts, right?
Yes, but I can't confess. I didn't do it.
Oh, come on, Colonel. Don't you want to paint me white? I need it, baby. I need that hot cum. Give me what I need. Just one silly old confession. That's all.
Please
what?
Please move your hand. Please.
Oh? Like this?
Oh, yes.
Come on, baby. Come on. Say it. Say you killed him. Just admit it. It's okay.
No. No, I did no such thing. Oh, please let me come. Oh, I need to come. Oh.
If you need it, then confess. Come on. Come on, baby. Give me a nice commendation. That's it. That's it. Just say it. Go on, baby. Give me a confession and a nice load for my tits. Oh, do it.
Oh, I can't. I can't. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Oh, look at that dribble. I'm sorry. Did I ruin that for you?
Oh, you absolute bitch!
If you'd just confess, I'd have let you finish. But I guess you get what you deserve.
Fuck you, you raging lunatic! I meant what I said. I'll have you sacked for this. By God, I swear it!
Oh, we're not finished yet.
What in blazes are you doing? Have you gone completely mad, woman?
No, I just want to solve this case. Now, lie down.
Oh, the nerve!
Just lie there on the pool table, Colonel. Just let me ride that aching cock of yours. I bet it still hurts after that unfortunate episode. But first, I'm gonna need you to wear this condom. I'm not on birth control, and I'd rather not bear your child if that's all the same for you.
No! No! Stop it! Stop this instant! I won't stand for this any longer!
There we go. That's more like it. Now, just lie there and get fucked by me. I'll have the confession in just a few minutes.
You can't do this to me. I have rights. No.
Sure do. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, other than a confession, can and will be held against you. Tightly against you.
Ew, bollocks, bollocks, bollocks!
Confess, and I'll let you feel that condom inside of me. If you don't, I'll ruin you again. Your call, Colonel.
Please, I need to come. I need it. It hurts so badly. Please.
Then confess, asshat. I'm not gonna ask again.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I didn't. I swear.
Look at you, babbling while I fuck your brains out. What about Miss Peacock? If she could see you now.
Oh, no, no, I'm sorry, Liz. I love you.
God damn it. What's a girl gotta do? Hey! Shut up! Get your hands off me. You're not allowed to fucking thrust into me like that.
You dotish man's to be sergeant. I need to come. God damn, I need to come.
No, wait. Stop. Wait, you can't. I...
Coming.
Shit. You bastard. You weren't supposed to fucking do that. Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah, go ahead and pass out, you old fart. As if I could get anything out of you while you are spent like this. Ah, damn it. I really wanted to close this fucking thing. Note to self, tie his hands next time. Oh! Hey there, Tiger. Just, who'd you get done interviewing? Sweet. Just swell. I just finished the Colonel. I didn't get much out of him. I'm sorry. For sure. I kept notes from the exchange. He's got means and opportunity out the ass, but the thing is, his motive is kinda hinky. I'm not entirely sure he's our guy. I mean, maybe you learned something from the other suspects that filled in the blanks, but I don't see it. Anyway, let's keep it up. I'm gonna go chill in the study. Let me know if you need anything, okay? Will do. Later, Tiger.